response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say, and I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Almost their age. Almost there. Guess What They Said. Every Mondays and Fridays on the Bart Winkler Show, if Bart and I are not here, probably doesn't get done. But we're both here, so we're going to do it. A July edition of Guess What They Said, a.k.a. we are running on fumes. Football cannot come soon enough. All right, Bart, on Fridays, we get the audio of the day slash week.
I took off Friday.
Next Friday?
No, Friday. I'm just done working Friday.
Okay, cool. Well, it's a good thing it's Saturday now.
I'm just kidding.
Nah, well, here you are on a Saturday burning the midnight oil, literally, in your in time zone. It is 12:30 over there. The point of Guess What They Said, if you're new to the show, which, please, for the love of God, stay with us. Tell your friends. We could use the numbers. I will assemble the audio. I will present it to Bart in the most generic way possible, and Bart will attempt to guess what he or she said. Side note, Bart. Pat Boyle and his producer, Peter Bellotti, they have kind of stole a little bit of Guess What They Said. They have their own game. I think it debuted yesterday. I have to go back and find it. But it's basically Guess the Word.
Oh.
Yeah. And Bellotti did give us a little bit of credit for this.
He did?
Yeah. Apparently, you're in their open. I have to go find it. But you are in that open. But theirs is a little bit different than Guess What They Said. So if you're not listening to the Pat Boyle Show, yeah, it's a good listen. You should check it out.
Let me say something off of that. I'm offended that more people aren't stealing this segment.
Well, we finally got people stealing it.
Yeah, it's a good segment. And I like that they took it and tweaked it to make it their own. Bravo.
Yeah, so what they're doing is they're taking audio and they're taking out a key word out of that audio. And Boyle has to guess what that word is.
Guess what I think now.
You want to steal that.
I think that might be better than this.
Absolutely not. This is the OG.
That's
the only thing that we haven't stolen from anybody else.
Oh, shoot.
I like it.
All right.
Well done for them. I'm very happy for them. I actually will go take a listen to it and see how much they did completely rip so we can sue them. Let's start with the first clip here. Let's go to DeAndre Ayton, the new center for the LA Lakers. He gets a 2-year deal. He's going to get 16 million pesos. He's actually going to get dollars, but I wanted to say pesos for some reason. And we played some clips earlier in the week, but we didn't play this one. So this is what I want you to guess what he said. I want you to guess what DeAndre Ayton had to say on what excites him most about joining La Lakers. It's 18 seconds long. Guess what DeAndre Ayton had to say.
Just the culture, man. You have to be a Laker. Being a Laker is, it's so rare. It's such an iconic brand jersey. And you get to play in front of these fans. And you get to team up with Luka. Maybe LeBron. But the gist of it is he gets to play for an iconic franchise in the LA Lakers.
Being around the two best playmakers in the league and just, Laker Nation, just having a fan base is, just behind him is insane. I've never seen before. Yeah. And just to be a part of it, knowing that the winning legacy that this organization has, I know the expectations and I know that winning is a lot. It means a lot here.
I would have felt better if you said a little bit more legacy, but iconic is close enough. We're playing horseshoes and hand grenades. You get a point.
Yeah, if I didn't get that, I had a friend tell me who listens to the show. He says, I know you, Bart, and I can tell. Like, the one time you really get mad at Carlos is when he judges you and you don't like how he judges you.
Yeah.
The other day you didn't even listen to my answer.
Sure didn't. But I can never tell if we're still going to be a show whenever Guess What They Said concludes until I tell you you're clear and you're like, be right back, in the most happy, jovial voice ever. So I'm like, okay, well, water under the bridge. It seems like if we were in the same studio for Guess What They Said, you might have thrown a punch.
Well, we've had disagreements about what I think the answer should be, if I got it right or not, and what you did. And what's helped me through this is I realize you're not, like, doing anything wrong, or you're not, like, trying to goad me or anything. I realize you're just bad at being a judge.
Maybe I'm the one that needs to throw a punch, because I think I'm a fantastic judge. Let's go to the next one before I strangle you. Let's go to your boy, general manager for the Bucks, John Horst. I want you to guess.
We talked a lot of Milwaukee already tonight.
All right. Well, you know, dare I say we're going to talk a little more Milwaukee, but, you know, stick with us, folks. This is the only Milwaukee clip I have here. I want you to guess what John Horst had to say on the fit that new free agent addition Miles Turner brings to the Bucks. This one is 20 seconds long. Guess what John Horst had to say about the new Buck and Miles Turner.
How he fits to the Bucks?
Si, senor.
Horst will say, I think if you just look at our team and what we're trying to put together and the fit next to Giannis, we've been looking to build something like a front court like this. This is just, there's so many different ways you can build a team, but to have these two guys and how they can work off each other, and Giannis can get them open, knock down some threes, and then what they can do for these other guys on the team as well. I just think everything's just going to come together. It's going to look so great.
Miles is sitting there as the best free agent in all of the market, and you looked at ways in which we could potentially get to that and truly take our team and retool it, rethink it, modernize our style of play. Impact Giannis and his development and his growth as a playmaker, the way that Doc put him in positions at the end of the season in the playoffs, and it just was a perfect fit.
Would you be upset if I said you got it wrong because you undersold it?
I think on that answer with that clip, I would say that's about as coin flip as a decision that we've had yet.
Good enough for me. Let's go to Cody Bellinger. Why not? He destroyed my Chicago Cubs. Why is that prevalent? Well, he used to be a Chicago Cub. Cody Bellinger, 3 home runs today. The Yankees destroyed the Cubs 11-0. It was basically batting practice in the Bronx. I don't feel good about the rest of the series, but, you know, Cody Bellinger, who the Cubs could not find money for because they had traded for Kyle Tucker. And they figured it was a 1-1 split. Hey, we bring in Kyle Tucker, we got to ship out, you know, 20-plus million. So they decided to dump Cody Bellinger in essentially what was a salary dump. They traded him to the New York Yankees for relief pitcher Cody Petit. Cody Petit is not on the roster. Cody Petit is no longer in the organization. They promptly cut him. So they just gave away Cody Bellinger. Really, for a little bit of cash.
Is he anywhere? Is he playing anywhere?
I don't know if he's in. I don't actually know if he got picked up by another team.
He did?
I don't know. I he might still be out there looking for a job. Which is crazy because he wasn't that bad of a reliever, but you knew it was a clear salary dump.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
You'll never guess this. He was just named to the All-Star team.
You're lying. I was like, no way I missed that. But, yeah, so... Cubs, little sisters of the poor. They couldn't figure out how to pay both Bellinger and Kyle Tucker.
Orioles.
He's an Oriole? Okay, well, good for him. I'm glad that he landed somewhere. You know what's funny? It's always a divisional rival that picks him up.
60-day DL.
Oh, so he's hurt. Well, okay, anyway, Cody Bellinger, he gets to destroy his team, and now I want you to guess what he had to say on playing his former team. This clut is 14 seconds long. Guess what Cody Bellinger had to say about playing the Cubs.
Well, he had a really good night, so he might have gotten a little cocky about it. Yeah, it's great to see these guys. You know, you don't get to see them too much after you're with them for so long. It's nice to remind them. You know, I still got it a little bit, and it's just good to be there. But we got a game tomorrow, and, you know, we'll try to win again, try to win another one.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was good to see you, man. We were hanging out. They were hitting early, and I've got a lot of good relationships over there. It's a really fun group of guys, and, you know, had an unbelievable time in Chicago, and, you know, I love all those guys over there.
Any problems with that one? You want to throw a punch here?
Yeah, my own face.
Good. Yeah, you didn't get that one. 1-2 going into our fourth clip, and we're going to go to the big dumper. The home run leader in the American League, Cal Raleigh, for the Seattle Mariners. He's absolutely tearing the cover off of the ball. He's in rarefied air. He even got compared to Barry Bonds. I don't know if you saw some of those, these comments that people didn't talk about Cal Raleigh, but basically he's one off of pace to Barry Bonds, all-star, you know, getting into the all-star game. He hit his 37th and 38th home run against the Tigers. He's within one of Barry Bonds' 2001 Major League record for homers before the All-Star break. Obviously, he has two more games to break that record. So I want you to guess what he had to say.
We got a problem here.
Go ahead.
So Cal Raleigh stats were my WTF of the night, so you're going to need to come up with something for me for next segment.
That's now. Fine. I got a couple seconds to figure that out. So I want you to guess what he had to say on being in the same conversation with Barry Bonds. This one's 14 seconds long. Guess what the big dumper had to say.
Oh, it doesn't make sense, man. It's just so unbelievable. I'm just trying to go out there and put the, you know, put the bat on the ball. And what he was able to do as a hitter was so iconic and legendary. You just can't think about that kind of stuff. It's just crazy. It's crazy to be even mentioned like that.
You know, trying to go hit a home run is probably not going to help me, so... you know, I'm going to do my best to just stay within myself these next 2 days. And like I said, help this team win. And, you know, the rest hopefully will take care of itself. If not, it'll be okay.
Here's where you're going to get the point. Because, just like you, he kind of like humbled and downplayed it. He's just like, nah, no big deal.
Is this the quietest, like, why aren't we going crazy about this?
It really is because he plays for the Mariners. If he played for, I hate to say big market, but if he played for a team that wasn't on the West Coast that we were, you know, more people were familiar with, I think this would be a huge deal. He's destroying home runs at a record pace. I think he's going to at least match the Barry Bonds All-Star home run
man,
record.
You know,
and no one's giving any buzz.
This whole thing, and I complain that, like, Milwaukee doesn't get its due, and you guys always get mad when something happens to Milwaukee. Forget Milwaukee. Anything west of the Mississippi just gets buried. This East Coast bias, not only is it real, it is stronger than I've ever thought it was. And I'm so thankful to be on a network that emanates out of New York, and I get to be here in my dumpy little town so I don't have to fall into the brainwash trap just because you guys got two teams in every league. You think you're God's gift just because... the TV networks all broadcast in a 5-block radius from each other that you set the agenda for the day. You know, you guys are done with work sometimes, some of you out there, before people on the West Coast even took their morning poop. Get over yourselves.
I want to remind everybody that I'm from Chicago. Are you good there? Can we get you off the soapbox?
I just figured that most of my East Coast listeners are asleep right now, and the West Coast is listening, so I'm pandering.
Yeah, you're getting the left side of your ear is getting cheers from everybody in California, Oregon, Washington, and the right side you're getting nothing because you're absolutely right. It's almost 2 o'clock on the East Coast; they're definitely asleep. But no, you're right. I do hate it because same thing with Mike Trout. Mike Trout, generational player.
The rest, of the others are like, hey, this guy said he went to Superman. What channel is Richard Valdez on?
Pat Caputo was right. Last one here. That brings the total up to 2-2. Let's get our last clip here so Jennifer Williams can actually get to an update and not have to go so past the clock, Bart. Here's your tiebreaker. I want you to guess what Major League Baseball Players Association Deputy Executive Director. We're really going down the barrel here. Bruce Meyer. I want you to guess what he had to say on if a salary floor would be good for baseball. Now, this is courtesy of Foul Territory with Ken Rosenthal. He has too many bow ties, but he does good work for baseball. This is 23 seconds long. I want you to guess what Bruce Meyer had to say on if a salary floor would be good for MLB.
That's like impossible.
It's not impossible. I've heard the answer. It's one way or the other.
I don't even know who this guy is. Okay, I'm sorry. I know that in the system that I have, we have saved cuts of Bruce Meyer, so I was going to cheat, but I can't. I don't think they saved that one. All right. On a salary floor, well, of course it's good. You got these teams have to be competitive. It's good for our players. It's good for our league. You know, the league doesn't want to do it. It's good. It incentivizes. You know, we got to get teams competitive. We can't just have owners not trying. Pay these guys.
To be clear, the league's conception of a floor has always been we're going to take money from a team that wants to spend it and give it to a team that doesn't want to spend it and somehow make them spend it. But at the end of the day...
All right, just end it. Give me the wrong
transforming
and let's
it
move
into a system
on with our
lives. Where nobody can compete. It's really the opposite of competition.
Shut him down.
You know, it's really what
shut
it is,
down.
Really is a form of
shut
collusion.
Shut him down. Shut him down. Give me it wrong.
You're right
and,
there.
Oh, did you hear me trying to shut it down?
Oh, no, I did. But I know somebody needed it, and we wanted to hear what Bruce Meyer had to say.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Because we never play Bruce Meyer audio.
You're right.
We may never play Bruce Meyer audio. So I felt like I wanted to give him his 23 seconds of fame. That being said, you were right to be upset because you were nowhere near DeBar Park. It was a 50-50 coin toss, and you flipped heads when you should have flipped tails. So that means...
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
And that's guess what they said.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.